This is a production of Cornell University.
At the Cornell Lab of Ornithology on this beautiful day in May, a vulture waits at the door. But it's only Tuvu, an 18-year-old turkey vulture who's quick to make friends as he welcomes visitors to the lab's second annual migration celebration.
Well, he's enjoying the sun. He's catching the solar rays.
Inside the observatory, exhibits spotlight the fantastic journeys made by migratory birds and suggest ways to create a bird-friendly backyard with native plants. Nature inspires young artists at the activity tables, though at times they become the canvas.
Still not done. We're getting there.
Other displays explain research done at the lab and how anyone can take part in our citizen science projects. And it's not just birds. Cutting-edge sound analysis software and listening devices created here help scientists keep track of other animals, including whales.
Here's a display we actually have that are similar to this, but a little bit different.
Live eagles, owls, and falcons from the Cornell Raptor Program are a huge draw. All of these birds have been rehabilitated after injuries, but are no longer able to survive in the wild. Instead, they open everyone's eyes to nature's power and beauty. Elsewhere, a bird banding demonstration gives visitors a close-up view of wild birds.
And you can tell, does anyone know how you can tell she's female?
I heard them at my house. Uh-huh.
That's right, yeah, so the male would have a red spot on its head.
Guided bird walks along Sapsucker Woods trails turn the focus on birds flying free or stalking in the tall grass.
Do you see something, Raymond?
Yeah.
What do you see?
I see some ghost in the grass.
Other visitors are led to a nearby knoll where tree swallow boxes are checked for nests, eggs, or baby chicks.
That baby, that's the mama.
Oh.
She's sitting tight. So she's either on eggs or warming babies.
It's been a busy day spent learning about birds and science and nature and how endlessly fascinating they can be. Thanks to everyone who made this year's event possible and to all our visitors. We hope to see you again for next year's Migration Celebration. At the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, I'm Pat Leonard.